I asked you not to move. Squire couldn't see anything through his tearing eyes. Someone was grabbing at his legs, and he kicked hard. A large hand came down on his throat, cutting off his ear. You're making this unpleasant. Squire relaxed, and the hand slowly left his windpipe. He felt his ankles being bound together tightly. A ripping sound told him the job was being done with electrical tape. He was rolled face down, and his wrists were lashed together behind his back. Someone sat on the bed, jarring the mattress and bouncing Squire's head. Pain shot from the bridge of his nose and stabbed deep into his eye sockets. He tried to blink away the tears and turned his head to divert the blood that was running into his mouth. Where is it? What the hell are you talking about? Squire heard a click and something cold was laid across the back of his neck. Let's make this easy, okay? You don't have a lot of options here. Two, to be exact. I cut you, or you tell me what I want to know. Now, where is it? Barney, Squire spit out the words along with a spray of blood. Have a little charity, would you? We didn't give him much leeway either. Squire felt the cold, flat surface slowly sliding away from his neck. Then a sharp edge was pressed against the same spot. He could feel the skin beginning to separate. I don't have it! Screaming now. I don't have it! Okay, the voice said reassuringly. Now we're getting somewhere. Who does? A hand pushed Squire's face into the mattress. That's got to hurt. Norman Bremen, Squire blubbered. No kidding. That's very impressive. Footsteps started away from the bed, and Squire rolled onto his side. He could see the outline of three men in the dark. The smaller of the three figures stopped in the doorway. I really don't think you have to call Bremen tonight. There's nothing anyone can do about this until tomorrow anyway. I'd have him call Jim Willis first in the morning. He and Bremen should talk. Who? Jim Willis. Bremen will know. Aren't you going to untie me? Squire screamed. Calm down. Have a little consideration for your neighbors. It's late. What if they got concerned about the noise and peeked in on you? How would you explain this?